Good morning, good evening, wherever you are in this world. This is the King David Fitness Podcast. All right, so today we're going to talk about training and the mindset that we should all have when going into a workout. And I hate calling it a workout because, you know, it makes it sound so non-specific. Oh, there I am being judgmental. But anyway, just talking about my own training and the mindset I use to get into the mode of executing my routines, I think it's really important to have the right mindset going in. So over the years, as I've been in the gym, I've noticed that I would tend to look at other people and see what they're doing, judge them whether they're doing it correctly or not. You know, always thinking of, oh, well, this person should do they shouldn't do this and all this other stuff. Well, you know, honestly, that's a total waste of time, you know, because in fact, unless you know what that person is specifically in the gym for, the selection of exercises, would be a result of their specific objective. Okay. So going into the mindset at the gym, you know, going in for a training session should be about you and not the other person. That is number one. You're going there to church. You're going to pray to the iron gods and you're going to push the sleds and, you know, do the jumps and shoot the baskets or whatever type of training or exercise you're going to be engaged in. That's what you're there to do. You're there for you. And the benefit you get from that is you release yourself from judgment or, you know, looking around or anything like that. You can pretty much stare at the ground, stare at the wall, stare at the ceiling. And that's the zone you should be in. I mean, I know my friends, they see me when I'm focused. It's very difficult to even get me out of that mode. Like I don't even see them. And it's not that I don't love my friends. I love them. I just don't see them when I'm totally in the zone. And that zone is like, you know, all I'm thinking about is what's the next set? What's the next, you know, how many reps? I'm thinking about the peak contraction. I'm thinking about feeling the muscle throughout the whole movement as I'm performing the exercises. I'm thinking about keeping my pace up. I'm making sure that I'm hydrated. You know, all these things are going through my mind. I'm really just in the zone and I'm there to work and achieve the objective in as short of a time frame as possible. I'm trying to keep all my workouts between 45 to 70 minutes max. You know, so I have on my shoulders, arms, abs, and calves day. It normally takes about an hour and 10, mainly because there's just so many exercises to get through. But ultimately, you know, we have to be in this mindset of I'm going to get in there and, you know, forget about beast mode, even though when you get in there, you're going to feel like a total beast. But it is zombie mode. Okay, zombies, you know, they're just unstoppable, right? They just keep going. They don't pay attention. They don't speak English, you know. they have one thing on their mind. That's to eat the brains. So you should be in the gym, you know, stacking and racking and, you know, pulling weights and doing all that good stuff, you know, like, or, you know, if you're a girl, you should be there doing high volume, you know, intensity exercises, toning and shaping. Yeah, that's all that's going to come from it. But you should be working on your engine, which is your glutes, your hamstrings, you know, your posterior chain. That's what makes a girl sexy. You know, you're going to get the booty. And anyway, so number one, you got to have the right mindset going into a training session. A lot of people, they're going to go and, you know, they got 1,000 different things. They're taking calls as they go into the gym. You know, they're not focusing on what the plan is once they hit there. You know, you should already be visualizing what's going to happen when you get to the gym. It's much like you would visualize anything else. So, you know, so my daily routine or my routine is like, you know, I'll wake up, I'll get some protein in very quickly. I use essential amino acids. I find that I can absorb that very quickly within 23 minutes and I have an amino acid or protein pulse in my system. Then I'll move, you know, get some stuff ready for the day and then, you know, have some morning greens and a shake. And then once the shake is ready to go, if I feel, you know, like I've had enough of a meal last night, or I wasn't out partying, you know, then I'll go and hit the gym immediately. And then that way, every meal after that is just staged for supplying nutrients to my body for growth, and for repair and for, you know, rejuvenation. That's what it's about. Anyway, so the mindset I get into is I just get into the mode. It's a routine. And then as I'm walking to the gym, I'm listening to podcasts. I'm thinking about, oh, okay, it's chest, back, thighs day, or it's shoulders, abs, arms, calves day. You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking about that. I'm thinking about walking into the gym, you know, getting my locker, you know, getting my water, gathering all my things, making sure, you know, I lock the locker, you know, little mundane things. If you just envision it out to begin with, I mean, all these things become just like a fluid motion. So when you walk into the gym, you should just be glassy-eyed zombie heading to the locker room, dropping your stuff off, taking a leak before you leave, and then going into the gym. I get into a, you know, warm up on the bike. I do a stretching routine before I get on the bike. Once I'm on the bike, I place my phone a certain way. I place my gloves down a certain way and all that. It's very rhythmic, you know, and then I start cycling, and, you know, just the warm up happens, and I'm just, you know, I've already taken my pre-workout mix, so I'm committed, you know. So once you take your pre-workout, you got 20 minutes before it kicks into full gear. So you take that 20 minutes to just warm up the blood. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, there's almost a psychological commitment to executing the training, because you don't want to waste your investment into putting some pre-workout mix into the stream. So, you know, and then, you know, I set the phone a certain way, and then as I'm cycling in, about 2 minutes later, after I'm comfortable, I'm doing some stretches, you know, just kind of moving the body, getting it loosened up. You know, I start putting my compression sleeves on, I start putting my gloves on, you know, just making sure that I protect the joints and reduce potential sources of inflammation. I'd rather all the inflammation be in my muscles. That means they can grow. But if it's all in my tendons and my joints, then, you know, it's going to take a while for those to repair, a lot longer than the muscles. So I'd rather have all that on the muscle. Anyway, so, you know, then I'm getting in there. I get off the bike at about 5 minutes. I walk to the mat. I get the roller, start rolling out my back. I lay there before everything just to kind of like take a breather, and then just get into the mode. Then I start rolling out, roll my back out. I roll the chest. I roll my hams, my quads, my calves. Sometimes I'll do some shoulder stretching depending if I'm feeling it. And then, you know, and then I'll start gathering my things, and then I'll get to the station where I need to be at. And by this time, it's probably like, you know, 12 minutes in, 10, 12 minutes, and then set the rack up, put on the tunes, and get to fucking grinding. That's the way you do it. And throughout that whole process, I did not mention saying hi to all my friends, taking phone calls, looking at emails, checking my Facebook. You know, I'm not doing any of that. I didn't mention any of that. What we're doing is we're getting straight into the workout, and we're gonna fucking kill it. Excuse my French, but, you know, when it comes to this type of stuff, I think the mindset, I'm just trying to convey that so you have an idea of the type of intensity that you should be bringing to that workout. Now, if you don't bring that intensity, then what are you doing in the gym? That's what I would argue. Yeah, I mean, if you go to the gym to socialize, then don't expect to have a nice body. You know what I mean? You can socialize after the work. This is the reason why you see pro athletes and you see, you know, professionals, when they get into their training, they're training. When they're in the game, they're gaming. Okay, they're not sitting there on their phone talking to their friends, or, you know, some of my friends might get mad at me, but I'm not exactly talking about you guys. I'm talking about just the mindset that I get into and what works for me. Now, everyone's going to be different. Now, maybe some people need this. Maybe some people need the agitation. They love to do that. But for me, you know, that's what works. And then I get in the zone. Then it's just execution. So my thoughts are, what's the next set? You know, what's the weight? Was that too heavy? Was it too light? You know, if it was too light, I move up, and then I reanalyze, was it too heavy? Was it too light? You know, and I keep moving up until it's too heavy, and then I back down, and then I ask myself, it's too light. You see how it goes? You're constantly optimizing throughout that entire time. You're not thinking about, I got to get this email out real quick before I do this next set. No. You're thinking about, I need to breathe now. I need to take a drink of water. I'm thirsty. You know, okay. When I'm done with the workout, you know, I think I should have, you know, a lot more protein versus carbs. You know what I mean? And so like these kind of things come up, you know, during the workout. Those are the thoughts that should be coming out. You should be thinking about perfect form, you know, and when I do an exercise, that contraction at the peak. So for example, if you're doing the bench press, what you're really trying to do is squeeze the pecs. So if you imagine your elbows coming together, you're trying to make your elbows touch to each other, the inside of your elbows, you'll actually squeeze and activate that chest much better. Versus if you were on the phone or trying to change the music or talk to a trainer or talk to somebody or looking around the gym while you're doing your sets, I see that, you know, it. And I think that's, you're just totally cheating yourself, you know, like you've set aside this time to basically cheat yourself. Anyway, so that's the mindset that I use to get into my training, and my training is going really quite well. I feel sorry for people who see me at the gym, and you know, and I'd never say hi to them. I never talk to anybody. It's not that I don't want to. It's just I'm in zombie mode, and that's what happens. Anyway, that's what works for me, and that's all I've got on this podcast. We're gonna start talking more about training and you know, the mindset you need to have in there, and you know, how to really get the most out of whatever time you have available to you to exercise. Okay, so we're gonna be talking about that. We'll be doing more nutrition stuff, of course, because we haven't covered fats enough, right? So anyway, have a great evening. And remember, the journey is the reward.